Hello and welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure to welcome today's program, Todd Booker, who is Vice President of Fleet Management at Mercurygate. And today we're going to talk about addressing the three critical elements of fleet management: drivers, equipment, and operations. Now, fleet management is a topic that certainly over the past few years, with the ups and downs in capacity, with everything going on in the transportation realm, an area that's getting more and more attention from shippers, particularly shippers that in the past might not have had their own private fleets, but now are kind of thinking about it in terms of incorporating that as part of their operations. And then certainly those that have had private fleets all along in terms of really taking a smarter, more integrated approach to their fleet management operations. So again, a lot going on here. And today we're going to talk about really three areas that really are the focal point for anyone that has to manage fleets. That is, drivers, their equipment, and then of course, obviously the operations in terms of getting that, that shipment, that delivery, on time and in a cost efficient manner. So it's great to have Todd on the program to be able to provide his perspective on that. I just want to remind those of you that are watching us live today that part of our goal here at Talking Logistics is to make this conversational. So if you do have a question for Todd, you can do so via the Q&A box on the screen. You do have to watch this on Google On Air in order to be able to see the Q&A box and access that. So with that, Todd, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Adrian. Great to be here.
Well, Todd, as a first-time guest, I always like to get a sense of, the background of folks and how and why they got involved in supply chain logistics to begin with. So kind of before we dive into this topic of, fleet management, why don't you tell us, briefly a little bit about your career path, again, how and why you got involved with supply chain logistics and what your current role and responsibilities are there at Mercurygate?
Sure, no problem. A long, long time ago, I started out for a regional LTL carrier. I was actually driving a truck, believe it or not, and then got out of the truck business, got into the night operations at that carrier and went back to school to finish my degree during the day. And then after that, I thought, maybe I'd be out of trucking, but turns out the IT stuff really is a benefit to the carrier. So kept working for that carrier, worked for a couple other carriers, and then Mercurygate and I started talking. They seemed to value the boots on the ground kind of experience that I brought along with, the IT side. And then we started our relationship. So my current position here at Mercurygate is the Vice President of Fleet Management. That is the areas of responsibility for me are our Mercury Fleet product and our Karma product, which is our carrier management platform.
Yeah, that's great. It never ceases to amaze me that kind of the various backgrounds that folks have. And I think one of the things that I think is always great is to see folks that have come from the front lines, whether it's from the front lines of shipping, from a shipper standpoint, or the front lines of a 3PL or a carrier, and then getting more involved with technology, because obviously having that, frontline experience of what's happening, day in and day out in the operation room, in the operations, I think is critical, for anyone that's involved with technology these days to, really fully incorporate kind of operating realities into how technology is developed. So let's talk about the topic now. I mean, there was a recent report by the National Private Truck Councils that kind of show that more and more shippers, again, are instituting their own private fleets. Certainly, there's a lot of, vertical industries where a lot of shippers have private fleets for a long time to do that kind of last mile delivery. Fleet shipments are on the rise. So if you look at all the different, metrics out there, this is an area, again, that's kind of coming to the forefront for a lot of shippers. I mean, what are some of the factors that are kind of driving this trend in terms of, shippers getting more involved with their private fleet operations?
Oh, sure. That's a great thing. Shippers are always looking for more stable capacity, more stable pricing, from cost availability. They need the trucks when they need the trucks, right? And if they've been working with some third-party carriers, that sometimes works out well, but the cost and the availability are always a variable. There's always a lot of pressure on those carriers that influence those variables, like, customers are demanding rate increases that pushes hard on their margins, and then they're unable to fulfill the other duties they have for other customers, increasing regulations. Of course, the driver shortage is very difficult for a lot of carriers. So they can impact a lot of the smaller carriers, where when they may be leaving the market, that impacts the overall availability. So I think there's a couple things on the shipper side that are working for them. You know, solutions like what we have at Mercury Gate TMS and Mercury Fleet give them the same kind of tools that the big carriers and the big third-party logistics companies have, so they can now manage their own fleet much more efficiently and take advantage of those tools. And then the driver shortage piece is also important. Traditionally, the private fleet guy can offer a better package, right? He can offer probably some better salary. He can offer a more fixed schedule, maybe some more home time. Because of that, they end up having less turnover. And then the word on the street from those fleet drivers, when they see other drivers on the field, is that they're, hey, you should come work here. This place is great. So it's easier for those private shipper guys to recruit the drivers in this driver shortage. So when you combine the tools that they can get nowadays and the fact that they can recruit better and reduce the turnover, I think that has a really strong impact for them to be able to manage a fleet and grow their fleet to do what they need to do. And then, of course, they have the pricing control and the capacity control in their own hands instead of somebody else's.
Yeah, no, great points. I mean, I think, you know, you see, you know, certainly when capacity was tight or tighter than it is today, you know, you saw some shippers really rethinking, you know, the need to have their own private fleet as a way to, you know, from a risk management standpoint, right? You know, in terms to ensure capacity was available in situations when, you know, capacity gets tight. And certainly, even though we're kind of in a loose capacity kind of environment right now, I think a lot of shippers still looking ahead, you know, a year or two from now, kind of they know it's going to get tight again. I think that's one area that I see. And I think the other one is, I think as you mentioned, you know, from a customer expectation standpoint, I mean, customers are expecting much more, you know, time definite deliveries, more frequent deliveries. You know, I think if you look at, you know, even like the likes of Amazon investing in their own, you know, trailers and their own assets, I think is kind of indicative of this, you know, customer demands, you know, kind of putting pressure on shippers to, again, perhaps look at private fleet as an alternative. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely would. I think there's a lot of shippers that have learned from the last capacity crunch, and they don't want to go through that again. So whether they're expanding their fleet as part of an overall package, or they may still use some outside power, but then they can use their own fleet on the critical things that have to get delivered on time, where they want that control. Absolutely, I think that's exactly why we're having this.
Well, let's get kind of building off the title of today's episode. I mean, there are many critical elements of fleet management, but I guess you could kind of collapse them down to three, right? There's drivers, there's equipment, and then there's the operation side of things. So let's start with drivers. I mean, what are the primary challenges that fleet operators face in managing drivers, and why is managing drivers so important?
Well, it is very important, that's for sure. And when I look at that, managing drivers, I think of safety and efficiency going together, right? Everyone wants to be safe, and that's a great goal to have. But it also helps your efficiency. With the tools you can get today, you can manage that safety, make sure that they're in compliance, but that also helps your utilization, so you can be as efficient as an operation as possible. If your guys are out of compliance, or they're getting stopped at roadside inspections, or they're having other issues, you can't deliver what your customer needs. So you need a platform that will help you make sure that your drivers don't have those issues, right? You need the proactive tools that'll alert you before something's going to happen in the safety or compliance area. You know, that can be from very basic things to the complex, like a driver's license is about to expire. You know, or maybe is a certificate or a permit or some hazmat training or something that needs to be renewed. Of course, you want to have that done so you don't ever impact your customer delivery. And Mercury Fleet offers those kind of to-do lists where when you log in the morning, the first thing you can see is, well, I have these drivers that need some attention. This driver's license is about to expire. This guy needs a new permit, new hazmat permit, whatever that happens to be, some internal training. That's the kind of basic stuff. But then you want to have integrations with ELD providers, so you can get that log data back to you. It's critical that you understand the availability of the driver. You know, back in the day, we waited a week to get the paper log back, and you'd get surprised. How did he deliver that when he didn't have any hours? Now you can stay safe and be aware of what you need to know for the driver availability with the ELDs. And bringing that into your TMS and using that in your execution workflow is, I think, critical to the, all of that. You know, one of the areas that Mercury Fleet is exploring some new ground is we're offering predictive CSA driver safety management scoring, where we actually use the FMCSA's methodology to predict the driver's CSA score, which impacts the overall score for any particular carrier. So by knowing that, that we get the detail from roadside inspections, crashes, or violations, you can predict and see those trends in advance before they impact your score. And that allows you then to be proactive with training or whatever you want to do to make sure that your drivers are staying safe, which then keeps them in your fleet and then keeps them available to satisfy your customer.
Yeah, those are great points. I mean, you mentioned the ELD, electronic logging, you know, devices, and certainly there's a lot of buzz and discussion around that today with you know, those new regulations. And obviously that ties directly with drivers, as you pointed out, in terms of making sure that they're, you know, staying compliant with hours of service and trying to automate that whole process, you know, more. I think even things, even simple things like, you know, keeping track of, you know, which drivers are certified to drive what pieces of equipment, for example, or when they're taking vacation and things like that. I mean, those are other kind of more other factors, I guess, that, you know, play into this as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you're running a regional or a local operation where you know that the driver's got certain hours for certain days, we have, and Mercury Fleet has that kind of driver availability schedule where you can bring that in. All of that's really important. When the customer, what you need for your customer is that the truck always arrives on time, the driver's always happy when he gets there, and everything goes well for that customer. And managing those things like the schedule and the hours of service and, you know, any impact that could have on your safety score in the future, you know, if those aren't done correctly, they can have a negative perception in your customer eyes. So everything that surrounds a driver is definitely very important.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think one of the things I've seen, you know, certainly particularly from a technology standpoint, is that this driver management piece was really for a long time kind of one of the missing pieces to a lot of, you know, fleet management solutions. Because, I mean, there's a lot of focus on obviously the optimization of the trucks and minimizing the miles driven and things like that. So from an operations standpoint, and then obviously there was a lot of focus on the equipment side in terms of managing the equipment, everything else. But I think that's what we just talked about right now. You know, the driver is another critical component there that also needs to be tracked and managed and scheduled along with the equipment, you know, to meet those operational goals. You know, to talk now about, you know, equipment, I mean, when it comes to managing equipment, I mean, I'm sure, again, there's many factors and variables that are involved there. I mean, what are some of the main equipment, you know, related considerations that fleet operators, you know, must take into account to successfully manage their operations?
Sure. You know, just like you said about the drivers, having that information available to make good decisions about what the driver can do, it's the same for equipment. And that has to be seamlessly blended in whatever process you're using for operations. I need to know what kind of equipment that I have available. If my freight requires a certain kind of trailer or a certain tractor, we need to know that is in the workflow and then be able to pull that in from whatever you're using to manage your equipment. You know, just like in the driver case too, your equipment needs to stay safe and in compliance. So you want to be able to be alerted before you run into a problem with equipment. Has it had its inspection? Has it had the preventative maintenance done? All those kind of things are really important. We offer that same kind of theory in Mercury Fleet with our to-do list. You log in to the system and you can take a look at your equipment and find out what do you have to do there to make sure your fleet is ready to be utilized to its full potential. So understanding, you know, all that stuff is really important. You know, then you throw in details like tracking for equipment, you know, being able to connect to a lot of different tracking companies. I mean, you have OmniTrax is on your tractor or SkyBits is on your trailer, or maybe you have multiple if you have a large fleet, multiple different devices. You need to be able to connect to those so you know where your equipment actually is. I know one of the things that Mercury Fleet offers that's something that I hadn't seen in the past before is actually the sharing of trailers and to do those kind of moves with other carriers and still keep track of your equipment. So even if I put it on somebody else and he moves some of my fleet, I know where it is so I can right away use it again for one of my drivers.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, so many different nuances to what happens from a, from an equipment standpoint, and certainly, I think that kind of shows you kind of the complexity that's involved with with fleet management. I think when you really start peeling back the onion and look at what's involved, it gets pretty complex pretty quickly. I think at the end of the day, like I mentioned, before, I mean, I think the ultimate goal of any fleet operator is to, minimize miles driven and empty miles while, meeting the, customer delivery requirements at the, lowest possible cost. I mean, I think that at a high level remains the primary objective. Is achieving this objective more difficult today than in the past in your experience? And, in other words, I mean, what challenges, do fleet operators face from a, kind of daily planning and execution perspective?
Well, there's a lot of challenges, right? And for sure, dispatchers nowadays and load planners need some assistance from technology. The growth that any customer is going to, or any fleet is going to have, I mean, that's our goal, right? Whether I'm a shipper, I want to have growth and I'm going to need to execute my fleet better. Or if I'm a carrier, I have this growth and I have to manage my fleet better that way. The growth is tough, right? You get to a certain level and then you just can't scale anymore by just using a dispatcher's head. Hours of service and the regulations, those are restrictive, and you have to take advantage of every minute that you have available. So a time where you don't know what your driver's doing, or the driver hasn't been reassigned something because you weren't aware he was already empty and ready to go, is just wasted potential. You have congestion on routing. The certain routes, in the city, you come into a city at one time of the day, it takes 5 minutes. You come in another time of day, it's an hour and 5 minutes, right? So you have a lot of things that happen, including changes that just happen where you get a call from one of your customers, a plant is shut down, and you have to rearrange some things in your schedule on a moment's notice. So all that stuff is very, very hard on a dispatcher without some assistance from technology, right? So, one of the things we offer to help with that is Mercury Heat offers Mojo for transportation optimization. That will allow you to optimize loads across business units, locations, different customers. You can determine the best choice between your fleet and carriers, and then even do mode or zone skipping with that. So if you want to switch from LTL to volume, LTL to truckload to whatever, we can optimize inbound and outbound loads, while we're looking for you're looking for backhauls all at the same time. And you can run through the optimization scripts to create different plans for using the real world parameters, like, equipment constraints, driver hours of service, P&D windows, dock schedules, road speed, you name it, you can put it in there. You can come up with a lot of different plans, and then you can pick a plan for the day, but when the plan changes, you can even run that live in the middle of the day environment to say, okay, I need to get this freight out now that is now all of a sudden critical, or maybe this truck broke down. How do I rearrange my day based on those changing parameters? And all that can be done using Mojo. So in the old days, could dispatchers do that? Yeah, they still can. But as you scale up, you really need some help from technology to get that done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's only so much you can do with spreadsheets and whiteboards these days. And again, the more that customer requirements becoming more kind of demanding, these added complexities that are coming from regulations. You talked about congestion a little bit. I mean, I think that's one of the things I hear a lot from fleet operators is just dealing with just the congestion out there, whether it's just traffic, whether it's construction, weather, right? That might, throw a monkey wrench into a day's plan. So there's so many other factors that, on a day-to-day basis that, you can have the greatest plan in the world the night before, but then the day of, yes. So many different things come to bear. Now, let's talk about technology now. I mean, you've mentioned some, technology, throughout, but, kind of taking a step back, I mean, how have fleet management solutions kind of evolved to help fleet operators, manage drivers, equipment, and operations, in a more integrated manner? And what capabilities should, companies look for in a fleet management solution today?
Oh, sure. I've seen a lot of things evolve in my time in transportation, right? From in the beginning when I started, It's going to sound crazy. We had a cart in the office with clipboards screwed to this cart, and then you put bills on it and you pushed it around the office. I mean, it was still a workflow, but just it had no system at all, right? We went from that to some green screen system, which I've seen in the past, and even the beginnings of the graphic user interface style systems or the Windows-based kind. But they all had the same thing in common, right? It was a lot of manual processes, and you used your system to type in the data. And maybe that data did something downstream for the finance people, or they did some invoices off of it, or maybe it did something for payroll, but it never really seemed to feel like it benefited the operations department. It was almost like we still did something a certain way, and then you put it in the system. So, as they've gotten better, especially, Mercury ATMS and Mercury Fleet, it's really more of a smart kind of workflow. We have a single platform kind of thing to manage all your different modes of transportation, including your fleet. And that common platform extends past just, transportation modes. It really means no data duplication across your entire enterprise. Once that data is entered, it's the same data everywhere. It's available to everybody in the operation, and can be used at any department or any time. So that's really critical, in today's kind of a system that I had not seen in the past. And of course, workflow and automation. When you come into work in the morning, I remember back in the day there was a notebook on the desk that the other dispatcher would write in what's going on, so you knew what was happening. Now I come in, you can look at in the Mercury ATMS, see what's going on with all of your drivers, see what's going on with all of your freight, and the things that the rules that we build into the workflow for our customers. It tells us what needs to be done. I don't have to come in and figure out what I have to do for the first hour. I walk in, turn on the screen, and I know what I have to do right away. So that kind of evolution is just wonderful that we see in the MercuryGate product. Whether it's the ease of use for new employees with the workflows, staying in a central system without jumping from screen to screen, all that kind of thing is really getting to be it's new to this marketplace through MercuryGate.
Certainly one of the things that I've seen, and I think you touched upon that a little bit in your response there, is that, if you look back a decade ago, right, and you talked about transportation management operations, they were very much managed in a very siloed fashion. Private fleet was managed separately from common carrier, inbound was managed separately than outbound. If you had a parcel, that was a completely different operation. And basically you ended up with three or four different, TMS systems to manage, this kind of fragmented approach, right? So the technology kind of mirrored the siloed environment that companies were managing their operations in. So I think one of the big trends I've seen in the transportation management systems market is certainly kind of the technology. As companies have started to take a more integrated and holistic view of their transportation and demanding having that visibility and the ability to plan across modes and have that visibility across modes, the technology has basically followed suit in terms of bringing all those, pieces together. So I think that's been one of the critical aspects. And then, I think secondly, I think when you talk about, the more modern user interfaces, mobile, the ability to bring in a lot of this real-time data from third-party sources, I mean, I think those are all things that I see, at least, that have really, moved forward, the ability for, transportation executives and fleet operators in particular, to really manage, their operations in a much more integrated, holistic way. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that we see a lot with our customers. They're very fragmented, and that could be just because of the way their business was, or maybe it's acquisitions. They brought in other companies. And you see multiple platforms all over the place, and they don't talk to each other. I could be, my drivers are in a payroll system, my fleet equipment is in some other system. I have brokerage in another TMS of some sort. I may have an old system to manage my day-to-day deliveries for my fleet. I mean, it is all over the place when we come into the customers now. So combining that into that single platform not only helps the operations, it increases the efficiencies, it allows leadership of the company to make better decisions because they have real data that means something. If you're in four or five, six, seven different systems, and maybe they're broken out by modes or by divisions of your company, you have to wait till the financial report comes out to figure out if you're making any money or not, or if you're profitable or not, you know what I mean? So having it all in one where I can look at a control tower type view and see what is my company doing today, how are we doing, and react a lot sooner to conditions as they get better or get worse.
Yeah, no, great points. Todd, we're coming up short on time here, so I just have a couple of more questions. I just want to remind anyone who's watching live today that if you do have a question for Todd, now would be the time to ask it, again, via the Google On Air page and the Q&A box. Todd, I mean, when you look across your customer base, I mean, obviously, you've got a TMS, others have TMSs as well. I mean, when we talk about technology and the TMS solutions we've been talking about, I mean, what kind of benefits, can companies expect to achieve, from this more integrated, solutions today? I mean, what are some of the benefit buckets, if you will?
Well, sure. Of course, that key area is, reduced spending, increased efficiency, ability to scale up where you maybe in the past you've run out of room to put more employees to get the job done. You really need to, use the system to help you scale instead of throwing bodies at it. Complete assurance of safety compliance for your drivers and your equipment is also really key. I've seen a few things where, as we've rolled out Mercury TMS and Mercury Fleet, where we've brought it into a certain carrier or a fleet for a customer, where they've seen increases go up tremendously when they brought us in. We had one guy who we brought in, and his customer wanted to give him a lot more business, right? And he couldn't find more people that were really skilled. He had a lot of people in his office already, and they were as hard as they could. So they brought in the Mercury TMS with Mercury Fleet, and after a few months, they were able to take 40% more freight from their number one customer, because it just freed them up that much to be able to execute more business from the customer. No extra people, no extra trucks, right? So it's the just being able to be efficient with everything, whether it's workflow in the TMS or being able to manage your fleet better. So that's the kind of things I would expect to see from our products. Like any time we talk to a new client, we really get involved, find out what their needs are, what their internal workflows are. They may be great workflows, just very manual. And if we can get those put into our system, we usually can bring back very good results for them.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. I mean, certainly, I think for a lot of companies, I think that customer example you gave is great, because a lot of companies, they think, oh gosh, I gotta invest in more trucks, or I gotta invest in more drivers, and really, if they were to take a step back and realize that, they're underutilizing, their existing assets and resources and capabilities, that at the end of the day, you want to maximize the utilization of the assets that you have, because those are not, inexpensive assets, right? And if you can avoid, if you can increase your business, right, or be able to handle more volume with the existing equipment that you have, existing drivers that you have, that goes a long way. And then it goes back to, I think, to what you mentioned before, the other question or the other area that I see with TMS in general is just the ability to more efficiently answer the basic questions, which is, where's my shipment? How much are we spending on transportation, annually or quarterly, or how much do we spend on transportation today? And being able to do that, at a drop of a pin versus, having to spend, days, trying to consolidate data from a lot of different, solutions. So let's, as a way to wrap up, Todd, I mean, what questions should, fleet operators, ask themselves, to assess whether their, current approach to managing drivers, equipment, and their operations are aligned with leading practices?
Yeah, well, they can ask themselves a few quick questions, and it'll probably help them right away, right? The first one, do you have multiple platforms to manage your processes? Do you have a separate platform for fleet, freight, drivers, safety management, all the stuff, right? If you're brokering your extra freight, do you have a separate platform for brokerage? How do you manage your carrier base? You'll see that disjointed all over the place, and not only does it cause inefficiencies in your operations, one platform goes down or there's some problem with it, or some integration doesn't work anymore, it can disrupt everything. So having everything on one platform is really the way to go. So that's probably my first question. Do you have a lot of manual processes? That'd be the next one. They take a lot of time. They kill your efficiency. They require a large staff most of the time. And then you're introducing your potential for error, right? The more people I have doing these manual processes, even if they are logging it into a system someplace, the error rate is much higher. You know, what does it take to train your new employees? One of the things I think that's spectacular here with Mercury TMS and Mercury Fleet is it doesn't take a lot of time to train. We have the workflow that's well thought out during your implementation. So you can bring a new user in and teach them the workflow. The workflow asks the proper questions, and they can be up and productive within a day or two. I know I've seen some places where you've had the old green screen systems where you might spend a month training a new user before you're ever going to get any productivity out of them. So, you know, what is your training like is a great question, and how long does it take before you can get something from the user? And then the asset and driver utilization issues. Do you even know what your utilization of your equipment or your drivers are? In that example I gave you earlier, they added no additional equipment and no additional employees and increased their business from their customer by 40%. So, you know, if you don't know your driver sitting for half a day, how many loads could he picked up and delivered? You know, if you had equipment spotted at a customer for 3 months and they haven't used it at all, well, that's a lot of money in that parking lot where you can get that trailer back on the street someplace else and utilize it to move freight. So if you're running into those kind of questions, I think that's where you have to raise that red flag. So I need to look at some kind of solution, and hopefully you're giving Mercury 8 a call and we can help you out with it.
You know, great questions and food for thought there, Todd. I think those are all, things that fleet operators should definitely, questions they should be asking themselves to see if they're aligned, you know, with leading practices out there. Well, Todd, you know, we're kind of out of time. And as I always say at the end of all our episodes, we always just manage to scratch the surface on these topics. But I think we hit, some of the key points and provided the audience with some good, food for thought and things to be thinking about, you know, as they move forward. So again, thank you very much for making the time to be with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks, Adrian, for having me.
I want to thank those of you that joined us live today. We didn't get any questions, but if you are watching this episode on demand and you have a question for Todd, again, you can watch this episode on talkinglogistics.com and you can post your question or comment there. And I'm sure that Todd will be more than happy to answer via that platform. So again, thank you all for joining us today and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talking Logistics. Have a great day.